Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network.
Who are we leaving it up to, the winners or the losers?
What is up, everybody?
You know, I'm a fun guy.
That's music to my ears.
From the Coin Podcast Network studios in downtown Portland, Oregon.
It was really good to see him play like we know he can.
I know things about football.
We're finding our way.
This is the Game On Podcast with Marcus Greaves.
Sports, sports, and yes, more sports.
Yeah, and we're going to get down to business.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Game On Podcast with your host, Marcus Greaves. Hopefully you guys are staying safe and staying healthy as always. Of course, the topic of discussion today, we continue with the Portland Trail Blazers and their head coaching search. So, last time we talked to Sean Hyken, he kind of gave us a laydown of the current candidates that they had and who was going to be interviewed. On top of that, we talked about some roster changes. So, as always, a great episode for you guys today. We have Adam Bjornsson, our very own sports director. He is going to hop on, and we're going to break down the latest with the coaching search. And, of course, Eric Spoelstra, his name has been tossed into the mix internally, is what is being reported, that the Blazers have interest in him. Whether he has interest is still to be determined, but I love the fact that Eric Spoelstra is in there. On top of that, Becky Hammon, the assistant coach for San Antonio Spurs as well. So a solid list. And then, of course, Chauncey Billups is in the mix of things as well. A lot of great candidates and a great show for you guys today. So with that being said, it's time for me to toss it on over to Mr. Adam Bjornsson, get his thoughts on the latest coaching search.
Right now, there's so much talk on the internet regarding the Blazers' next head coach. Honestly, it's going to make your head just spin. So the wait continues for Portland fans to find out who their next man or woman in charge is going to be. Spurs assistant Becky Hammon is a reported option who's already lined up an interview for the job. Hammon is a rising talent and has been with the Spurs since 2014, and she's looking to make history as the first full-time female head coach in NBA history. There's also Dawn Staley who is in the mix, as is Mike D'Antoni, Chauncey Billups, and former Beef Brent Berry, who's also rumored to be a candidate. Time will tell as we all kind of wait right now for Neil Olshey to make his move.
Some great stuff from AB right there. We'll hear from him more a little later on in the show. With his final say, of course. But another update, like we were saying, Eric Spoelstra's name has kind of been tossed around a little bit in the coaching search. So I think that's interesting. Obviously, Eric Spoelstra played basketball at University of Portland. He's worked his way up. A ton of people have a lot of great things to say about Eric Spoelstra. And I also think it'd be very interesting to see because, obviously, like we said, since he has ties to Portland, what could he do and what could he bring to this Portland Trail Blazers team? And I think, more importantly, that's just going to be a different look. And I think a lot of the time when we're thinking of the next coach for Portland, we think of, we look for something different. That's kind of what I think everybody wants right now. And, of course, Eric Spoelstra already has ties to Portland. Like I said, not only did he play basketball at University of Portland, but his father, John Spoelstra, he was an executive for the Trail Blazers. And on top of that, just in general, we haven't heard anything if there was a desire for him to leave. So, obviously, all these reports are kind of speculations right now. But I really think Eric Spoelstra would be a good fit. And I really like what I think he could bring to this Blazers team. And that's just a different look and something that's a little unorthodox for the Blazers and kind of what we could see from him. And I don't have a ton of information. I haven't broke down every single film of Eric Spoelstra. But I'm just giving you guys my overall general thoughts. I mean, if anybody, you know, has ties to Portland, that's going to obviously raise some sort of interest. I'm not saying I have any insight because I definitely don't. But more importantly, I'm looking at it like, listen, if Eric Spoelstra would come to Portland, I think that would bring not just a defensive mindset, but a mindset which I think you really need for Damian Lillard. And that's a coach who understands, and this is not me saying that Terry Stotts didn't understand, but I think you need a coach who truly understands what's it like to have a true superstar, how to build around a superstar, how to get a guy who knows how to make decisions for somebody like Damian Lillard and help Damian Lillard progress his game. I mean, Dame is already in his 30s. That's pretty big. He's in his prime right now, and we don't know how much longer Dame is going to be in his prime, and that's why I think you need to bring in a coach who's dealt with some people like that. A good example, like we said, Eric Spoelstra obviously coached the big three in Miami. You have a ton of star power there, and he knew how to work with it. Obviously, it's a lot easier when you have LeBron James, arguably, you know, a top three player of all time, Dwayne Wade, one of the best at his position, and Chris Bosh, who was an all-star and a superstar at the time as well. Obviously, the roster for the Heat was a lot better than it's for the Blazers, but I really think if you bring in a guy like Eric Spoelstra, we'll see something a little different. We'll see a guy who truly understands how to coach a guy like Damian Lillard and hopefully take that next step for the Blazers. Another guy who also was interviewed for that spot was Mike D'Antoni. And so this is a little different for me. I think Mike D'Antoni, you know, I'm going to be honest, I would rather steer away from him, excuse me, because I think Mike D'Antoni is a guy where we saw what he could do with the Rockets. Again, that Rockets team, very talented. I think he did a great job with what he had. He had an MVP candidate and an MVP winner in James Harden. On top of that, he had Chris Paul, one of the best point guards of all time. I thought that roster was constructed very well. I wouldn't say Mike D'Antoni had a bad defense, because defensively he didn't. I just think his play style of the three, you know, you take threes over twos. Obviously, the Rockets were setting record after record with three points, not just attempted, but three-pointers made in the playoffs or even in the season or even in the game. So that's something we have to take in consideration as well. The NBA is moving into a completely different direction of, you don't really have bigs like that anymore, you know, and that's where it's like, okay, well, how does this roster fit with either Mike D'Antoni, or how does this roster fit with a guy like Eric Spoelstra? So in my mind, whatever coach that the Blazers are going to get is going to shake things up on top of everything that's already going on, right, with Yusuf Nurkic showing his frustration, CJ McCollum trade rumors, you know, what is Neil Olshey going to do? On top of that, we obviously know it's extremely important of what Dame wants, and Adam's going to break that down in his final say at the end of this. But just in general, you know, you got a lot of names being thrown out there. And then, like we were talking about, Chauncey Billups is another guy that's in the mix. What is he going to bring to the table? Is he going to be a guy that can he coach Damian Lillard? He's been in the spotlight. He's won a championship. He understands these things. So how is he going to help Damian Lillard? I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I think the most important thing right now is any coach that they get, it's a no-brainer at this point. You have to prioritize Damian Lillard. You have to prioritize what he wants, the players he wants. He's earned that right to get the guys that he wants on his roster. Not saying that this roster right now is not it, but I'm saying in general, if you get a new coach and you want to change something about a culture or, you know, play style or whatever it is, obviously have it go through your superstar, not all-star, superstar. He is arguably the best point guard in the entire league. You could, obviously, him and or Steph Curry, but I think that's going to be important, you guys, is looking at whichever coach we get, whatever coach the Blazers decide to go with, whether it be Eric Spoelstra because his ties to Portland. Again, we don't know what kind of info we have on that, if he's truly interested, but obviously reports were saying his name was in the mix. I mean, Becky Hammon is obviously another person. Like I said, AB is going to talk about that a little later, but she's with the Spurs coaching staff, and we know the success Coach Popovich and the Spurs have had, you know, throughout his career coaching. So anytime you get somebody who's under Coach Popovich is obviously going to be a very, very strong candidate. So there's a lot of things that are going to go into who's going to be the next coach for the Blazers. But again, the biggest takeaway for me is if you get a guy like Eric Spoelstra, you got to know what he brings to the table. A guy like Mike D'Antoni, what is he bringing to the table? A coach like Becky Hammon, what is she going to bring to the table? A coach like Chauncey Billups, what is he going to bring to the table? There's so many questions that need to be answered, but I think the core of it for me is as long as you prioritize Damian Lillard and getting him the pieces he needs for Portland to lead to legit take a step in the direction of they can compete with the LA teams, they can compete with the Utah Jazz, they can compete with the Denver Nuggets. I mean, that's going to be the big thing. And then obviously going into the playoffs, what kind of coaching staff are we going to have? Are they going to know how to make adjustments on the fly when things aren't going well? There's a ton of questions that go into this, but more importantly, like I said, you build around Damian Lillard. It's as simple as that. That's all I have for you guys, but I'm going to switch it on over now to the final say. We're going to bring Adam back on to get his final say about Becky Hammon and the coaching search.
Well, Herbert Hoover said it best back in 1932. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. In Portland, I've got another. A Blazers team without Damian Lillard strikes a ton of fear into me. So, Neil Olshey, if you're out there and you're listening, you need not answer to anybody but Damian Lillard. It's not Jody Allen or Chris McGowan that's keeping you employed. It's 100% Damian Lillard. So if Dame is good on bringing on Spurs assistant Becky Hammon or Clippers bench coach Chauncey Billups or even SpongeBob SquarePants, you just do it. Have we not learned how vital Dame's opinion is? I've read a lot of things this week regarding the Blazers and how they should just blow it all up and start over. That would be the absolute worst thing to do. The Blazers, look, they need some tweaking, yes, but not an entire teardown. You want to see more rioting in Portland? Go ahead then, trade Dame. That would be seriously the worst thing from a PR standpoint that this franchise could do. So memo to Rip City, let's pump the brakes just a bit. It's literally been 9 days since that man, Terry Stotts, was let go. As many have said before, you just let the process play out already. That's what we got to do here. All right, that is a wrap for us. As always, we thank you for joining us here on Game On, everyone. Stay dry out there and have a great week ahead. Good night, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Game On podcast with your host, Marcus Greaves. I will talk to you guys next week.